Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, you're tuned into another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Sorry I miss you Monday, but we're here Wednesday as we head into a festive end to the week, right? Because yesterday we had a really, really bullish day in the market, pushing after dropping several points and pushing to new highs for the week, at least for the last 5 days, we're at new highs. So definitely trying to get to that Santa Claus rally again. People were definitely buying the dip yesterday. So we'll see if it continues for the rest of this week. The market's closed on Friday. So what we get today and tomorrow will be the end of it until the following week. Now, we're going to talk real quick about the 10 steps to building a winning trading plan, right? The best way to take advantage of days like yesterday and maybe even days like today, right? Being on the right side of a trade and being in a good opportunity to take advantage of up days like yesterday, right? When we go up 2% or 4% or 3%, right? So the first part of that winning trading plan, and these steps work, again, with any type of trading instrument, right? Whether it be commodities, futures, options, stocks, forex, whatever, these 10 steps work with all of those, right? And more, even crypto. All right, so step number one is your skill assessment, right? Are you ready? What is your skill level? What can you handle? Can you handle doing day trading? Can you handle swing trading? Can you handle long time period trading? Based on your job, your attention, right? Can you give it the attention? Do you want to? Do you want to feel like a job? Do you want to feel like, you know, like you're just investing on the side? And, you know, what can you handle in terms of options? Can you, you know, determine entry points and exit points? Do you know what's market moving news and what can move things fast or slow? How to move around the different types of deltas and gammas and thetas and things like that, things that affect options? Or are you more of a basic trader, right? You just buy the stock when you think it's going to go up, sell it when you think it's at a good profit for you, right? Where's your skill level? And there's a broad range because even buying and selling stocks has different ranges of skill, right? That's not just easy, right? There's different ways to take advantage of that. Options isn't just super hard, right? And it's for sure isn't just easy. Futures are a whole nother thing. Commodities are a whole nother thing, but understanding where your skill level's at. And that's just number one, right? Number two is the mental prep, because now you're getting more into no distractions, right? Locking in, right? You know that when your time to trade comes, you have to be ready. So if you trade, if you can be there in the morning at 9:30 when the market opens, but you know you don't trade till 9:45, make sure you have no distractions from 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock so you can really get into the mode of trading, right? Maybe you can't trade until the last hour of the day, maybe 3 o'clock, right? And then you know that from, you know, 2 to 3, you're locking in mentally, and then from 3 to 4, you're getting things in gear and getting an understanding of what you're going to do next. So that is the mental prep side of it. Next is to set your risk level. Like then that goes back to number one and number two, right? What can you handle, right? What is the maximum daily risk that you can handle or you think is wise? Now, 2% on any trade is kind of a universal rule amongst traders. Some may even say 1.5%. With options trading, you try to look for a 3-to-1 risk to reward, or with stock trading, try to look for a 3-to-1 risk to reward. Like, what is your risk level? And then you got to determine what your daily risk is and your monthly risk, which means if you hit that, you're done. If you hit your daily risk, you lost 2% in a trade, you're done for the day, right? Or maybe you lost 1%, so you have 1% left to give. You go into another trade and, you know, you don't lose 1%, right? You can keep going. Or you lose 1%, now you're out for the day. Or for the month, maybe you have a maximum amount of, you don't want to lose 6% for the month, right? And you hit that 6% within the first week because the market was super volatile, or it put in a lot of opportunities you thought were all opportunities and you lost a lot of money, and 6% was hit within the first week. you're done for the month, right? So whatever your risk level is, you set it, right? So that's number three. Number four is set goals. This is obvious. Everyone tells you to set goals, but this is kind of straightforward, right? Set goals. What is your profit target? What do you hope to get from trading and investing? Like, what is it that you want, right? Instead of setting goals, what do you want? Number five is to do your homework, right? Spend, you know, an hour, hour and a half going through all the tickers that you need to go through, looking at how the overarching sectors are moving. And then not only understanding from the stock itself, but what are its parents doing? What's the leading stock in that sector doing? What is the sector doing? And then what is the general market doing? And working your way up and then working your way back down to kind of determine whether or not it's something that's going to be an option for you and to what level it could be successful. Then you have number six, which is doing your trade prep, right? So now you've identified a couple options that fit your criteria. Now you're setting up your zones of, okay, if it hits here, I'm going to buy. Or if these indicators cross, I'm going to buy here. Or if this candle does this, or if I see a shooting star or a hammer candle or this moving average cross over this moving average, if I see this much volume on this kind of trade, if I see this kind of price spike, if you see an unusual options activity, like whatever your entry design is for your strategy, you're determining it there, right? Your trade prep, right? What is your good entry? Setting the zones for where you can enter, what's a good entry, what's a bad entry, and then determining your exit before you enter the trade, right? Because trade prep isn't about getting into the trade. It's about determining the trade before you get in. So the zones for where you can get in, if it goes outside of the zone, you stay away from it. If it's inside, you can enter. And then where are you exiting? What's your exit zone? You also want to know your signals too, right? Because your signals may go off before the exit, or a signal may go off before you enter. Now we got number seven, which is the setting the exit rules, which is kind of like the trade prep, but kind of a graded up version, because you need to give this its own section. Having an exit plan, determining the exit before you enter the trade, because you're going to enter a trade that's going to go nuts. Let's say you buy Tesla and hope to get 5%, and the next day you're up 10 or 15 because Tesla can move like that. Now you know, okay, I'm way past my exit point. But do you get greedy and stay in because it's obviously going to go higher, or do you stick to your exit? No, you don't have a choice, right? You have rules, so you have to stick to your rules. When you see that exit point, you just get out. And that's why you set exit rules, not just criteria, rules. Number eight is entry rules, right? Entry rules come after exit rules because you got to know how to get out before you even get in. And your entry rules, again, go back to that trade prep, your zones, in your signals and what you're using to get into the trade. Number nine, right? Keep excellent records. Don't just trade willy-nilly, because you have to be able to go back and look at what made you go into the trade. Why did you get in? Why did you get out? Just like an athlete, like a Kobe Bryant or a Tom Brady or LeBron James, or, you know, all these different athletes, they not only play the game, but they go back and look at film, right? They go back and look at recordings of them playing and what they did do in practice that week, or what they ate, and how did it impact their performance. And, you know, all those things are important for trading too. Not just did I win or did I lose, but why did I take the trade? What did the option chain look like? What did the stock look like? What did the market look like? What was I feeling that day? Why did I take the trade? Was I anxious? Like, these are also super important things to keep a note of. And these excellent records let you know when you're best at trading, when you have your best results, and the type of mindset you're in when you have your best results. And number 10, review the trading day. So after the day is over, if you don't trade daily, if you trade weekly, then you can do that as well. If you trade once a month, you can do it monthly as well. But looking back and reviewing that trading period, right? If you trade daily, then it's looking back and reviewing your trading day, right? And looking back at those records and saying, how did I do today? What should I have done better? Should I not have traded? Should I have traded in smaller sizes? Should I have had more confidence and went bigger into the trade because it hit all my criteria? This review, again, is important for scholars, athletes, all walks of life should and have to and do review to reach that kind of excellence. So that's something you're going to want to do in your trading plan as well. And yeah, I try to talk a little bit faster just because I didn't want 10 steps to turn into 20 minutes because I could spend a lot of time on each one of these. But I wanted to give you a little bit of a taste so you can go back and replay it and then write this list down and then go and make sure that, you know, are you following these different points? And if you are, how can you make them better, right? One, skill assessment. Are you ready to do what you plan on doing? What are you ready to do and what aren't you ready to do, right? Trade within your skill range. Two, mental prep. Making sure there's no distractions and you're ready to get into that trading mindset before the market opens or before you're allotted time to trade. Three, you set your risk levels, right? Your daily risk, your weekly risk, your monthly risk, when you know you have to just stop trading or when you have a little bit more room to give, what you're willing to risk. Number four, set your goals, right? What do you want? Determine what you want out of yourself as a trader. You got to know this every single day. Number five, do your homework, right? Research is important because good trades happen before the market opens, right? The plan happens before the market opens, and then you trade your plan. Number six, trading prep, right? Setting your zones for entry and exit, using, you know, have your signals and indicators. Number seven is setting your exit rules, and number eight is setting your entry rules. You have to know your exit before you know your entry. Number nine, keep excellent records so you can be just like a professional athlete and review the film. And number 10, review the trading day. Go back and look at how you did, why you did, and what you could do better. And that's it for this episode. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you take something out of those 10 steps. I know that I use it during my trading plan, and even I have to go back and review and make sure I'm sticking to these same rules and making sure that I'm always trying to make my trading better, right? Never being satisfied with where I am. Just because you're winning or because you're losing, it doesn't mean you should stop, right? Keep trying to refine it and have a nice foundation for it. So that's it for today. I know I've made a lot of these requests, but I still really, really want you to go and leave a 5-star review on the show. I want us to keep growing as a community. We're doing really, really well together, but 2022 is a new year. So we want to keep growing and we want to attack the markets this year. The last 2 years have been crazy. We'll see how next year turns out. And I want to help as many people as we can. So go to wherever you watch your podcast or listen to your podcast, leave a 5-star review. If your platform doesn't have it, go to Apple Music and search my podcast, and leave a 5-star review there if you could. And join the Discord. I'm always dropping either trades or watch lists or news in the Discord. Love to see us growing little by little, but I'd love to see us grow a lot more. With that, enjoy the rest of your day. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.